If you ask a group of people what it means to be an American, you might get a different answer from each person. That's what race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell is exploring for people from underrepresented groups in our series, I'm an American. Today, she talks to a Hmong woman whose family journey to the United States tells a similar story of many Hmong families who came to this country in search of new opportunities.
Ami Vang was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. Her family moved to the United States when she was an infant following the Vietnam War, a journey many Hmong families who had sided with the U.S. in the war made at the time.
That piece of history is very relevant for a lot of people my generation. It's very common for people to share that piece, but they knew that we came to the United States to be able to thrive and survive, but a lot of that I had to learn much later as an adult because my parents never really talked about that. That sorrow and that trauma that they carried and wanted to survive and what that looks like for their kids.
Vang is the director of education and outreach for Hmong American Women's Association in Milwaukee. The organization works with those in the Southeast Asian community who are survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence, primarily who identify as women, youth, and LGBTQ. And for our I'm an American series, I asked her to reflect on her identity as Hmong and American. Although she grew up in this country, she talks about always feeling like she was different.
It was hard for me as a young person to identify like who I was because I didn't know what American meant. And then I also didn't know what Hmong meant. Other than I knew that I looked different. I spoke a different language. We ate different food. And there was a time where I really just wanted to be blended in and not be noticed, and here having my folks struggle and putting food on the table and making sure that we had everything that we had to be successful.
Vang says where she grew up added to a feeling of being other as well.
Growing up in a very rural white community, people not knowing Hmong people and then categorizing us into the whole Asian umbrella. And then also there's always the stigma or I think prejudices that we're here really to just kind of take free services. Mm-hmm. And I think that is very true of people of color communities and also people who identify as refugees or immigrants.
But Vang says her parents are some of the hardest working people she knows.
To this day, my mom, being in her early 60s, she works two jobs and all she's known is very blue-collar, factory-related jobs. And she knows that these are jobs that she has to work hard so that she can continue to pay the bills and save a little bit of money.
Something else that Vang says has impacted how she views her identity is being a woman in the Hmong culture, which she says can be patriarchal. She says some Hmong people can view women as too opinionated or lacking knowledge about certain issues. But today, Vang says she has found confidence in her identity. She says it's far from how she felt as a child, struggling to identify if one thing made her American or Hmong.
I feel, as an adult today, I feel pretty good in who I am. And I think I'm less stuck on identifying a label, and it's more about what is it that I do as a person. And a lot of that is tied to the passion of social justice, advocacy, and just taking care of my people.
Vang says it is people's individual stories that can unite Americans.
We all have the same wants and needs and desires, and everybody just has a different experience. I think that that's what makes America so beautiful.
Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.